Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Oxford Press Conference on Financial Transactions, Tax by Professor Joseph Stiglitz, hosted by Max Lawson. My name is Amina, and I'm your coordinator today. Throughout the conference, your lines will remain on listen only until the question and answer session begins. If you require assistance, please dial in zero on your telephone, and operator will be pleased to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties that this call is being recorded for replay purposes. With that, I'd like to hand the call over to your host. Max, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you everybody for joining today. I know it's a difficult hour for many of you in terms of filing, but I think this should be a really interesting call. We wanted to host this call on what is a very topical issue at the moment, the potential to tax the financial sector, and the plans, particularly in Europe, to move ahead with that. Professor Stiglitz has kindly agreed to give us his hour to give his views on how that might work, the potential avenues the EU could take, and then what we're going to do is he's going to talk for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll hand it over to questions. And then I think what happens is you press a particular button, and then you'll be lined up in a queue and get your chance to ask questions, which is obviously the main reason for the call. So without further ado, if I could introduce Professor, he obviously needs no introduction in terms of his track record on these issues. We first worked together on this in Istanbul at the annual meetings of the World Bank and the IMF last year. A passionate advocate of reframing the financial system to prevent the horrific financial crisis that we had 2 years ago. So, Professor, if I can hand over to you, and let's get started.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. One of the reasons for this discussion is that the issue of transaction taxes or broader financial sector taxes has never been more on the agenda. It's gotten an awful lot of support from a number of quarters, particularly in Europe. So I think what I wanted to do is to talk a little bit about the economic rationale for this tax, why it actually makes sense. The fact that so many countries around the world are in desperate need for money is pretty obvious. It's also pretty obvious that the reason that the world is in as bad shape as it is today is because of, you might say, bad behavior, a variety of forms of bad behavior on the part of the financial markets. But I want to not look back, but look forward and give a set of rationale, I think, that are really not focused on punishing the banks or retribution, but really focused on really basic issues of economic efficiency and equity. The first observation is that the financial sector is overbloated. Before the crisis, over 40% of corporate profits in the United States were in the financial sector, similar numbers in a number of other European countries. We made a mistake. We confused means with ends. Financial sector are means to greater efficiency, and it became an end in its own. One of the reasons that the financial sector is overbloated is that implicitly or explicitly it's been subsidized. It's been bailed out over and over again. Obviously, everybody knows about the huge bailouts in the aftermath of the Lehman Brothers collapse. But it is also the case that the repeated bailouts with names of countries, Mexico, Korea, Brazil, Argentina, Indonesia, Korea, were really all bailouts of the financial sector. They were all the result of the failure of the financial sector to make good judgments about creditworthiness, and then the IMF, the G7 came in and provided money to get out the banks from their bad lending decisions and leaving the burden of the